Well, good morning. We are so glad that you're with us. So good morning, Calvary Church family. So thank you for joining us. Whether you're here in person, hey, it's nice and warm, by the way, in this building today. And we pray it's nice and warm back home for you all that couldn't venture out. But I pray this message today will be something different that you'll go back to, not just today, but I encourage those who aren't able to even watch online. We'll come back and watch the replay of our message today because it's really important. Well, let's jump into our message today. So this is really where I'm ready to go. And this is a fun day, Vision Sunday. And you're going, what is that, right? And so this is the part, and honestly, this is new for Pastor Stacy and I. But it's also, so it may be new to you. But what we want to do is instituting at the first part of the year a service that we just take time to thank God for what he's done this past year and restock. And so, and then there's a part, where are we going? What do we want to see God do in us as a body, as a church? And so it's to give you some vision on a whole bunch of different layers of where we're going as a church and what we want to see God do in our life. And it, so there's so many great questions because when we head into this, it's like, where are we going? What do we want God to do through us? They're great questions. And Proverbs 29:18 in the Message paraphrases the verse this way. If people can't see what God is doing, they stumble all over themselves. But when they attend to what he reveals, they are most blessed. And so this is the part where we can begin to look back and see how God has revealed himself in this church, in this body, and be able to give attention to where he is leading, where he is guiding, where he is setting his hand. And so this is the part. So today I want to take a pause, still keeping under the greater theme, greater than theme that we've been going through as we've been going through the prayer of Jabez, but take a pause, and we'll finish that prayer next week. But today we want a Vision Sunday that will be able to illuminate our hearts. And I really wanted to do it this weekend because next week a lot of our youth leaders and our teenagers will be at their winter camp. So I wanted to just get this out in front of all of us, so I took advantage of this Sunday. So the purpose of this service is really captured in three words. First is recognition. We want to recognize what God's done this past year. Second, it's to celebrate. We want to celebrate not only what God has done, but what he is doing. And then third, it's to build an anticipation. We want an anticipation of God, of what, where he has been so good to us in the past, just how much more he wants to be good in our life in the days ahead. And so there's an anticipation, I pray, that only the Lord can really do, but our faith word that I really do believe is for Calvary Church for this season right now is that word greater. Because we have a God, the God, who knows what he wants to do, greater things in his life. His passion is to do greater things in your life. You don't have to wonder, does God really want to do something in me? You can have a settledness in your heart. Oh, yes, he does. Yes. The question is, are we ready to allow him and really submit to him, to let him do that work in us? The greater verse that we've been using is Ephesians 3:20. Here's the New Living Translation. Now all the glory to God who is able, through his mighty power at work within us, to accomplish infinitely more than what we might ask or think. I like how the English Standard Version puts it. It goes, now to him who is able to do far abundantly more than all that we ask or think, according to the power at work within us. See, this is a great verse because the focus is not, and it's easy for us to miss the point of this verse. See, the point of this verse isn't that we have just this real fantastic creative imagination or a big ask in itself. See, the focus of this verse is not the power of our imagination. It's not the fervency of our prayer or the urgency of our devotion, but allowing the Holy Spirit's work to be unrestrained and flowing in our life. It's allowing his power to transform us that would be so beyond what we'd ever ask, imagine, or think. See, God wants to do a work in and through you that is greater than what you've ever experienced in the past this year. Are you anxious for it? Are you desiring it? And this is the part of the service that we want to bring a vision to, is the greater things that God wants to do. And to frame this passage and to frame this really the theme of this service today, I'm going to do it through four key words. In fact, these four key words, and I didn't even think about bringing a bulletin up. Could you bring me a bulletin, Stace? On the back of your bulletin, your Calvary Church, long before we came here, thank you. At the very bottom, you'll see a mission statement, but you're going to see four key words that Calvary Church exists. And so you see it, it's on this bulletin every single Sunday, but it's probably something that we've long looked past. And it's really a process of how we want to see people grow. And you can look at it here. Here's our current wording: reaching outsiders with the gospel of Jesus Christ through various methods of evangelism, investing in them with the goal of assimilating them into the body of Christ, equipping believers through discipleship, training to do works of service, and releasing spirit-empowered believers into the ministry for the purpose of expanding the kingdom of God. So four key words on the back of your bulletin shows a process of where we want to see people go from no awareness to God to become mature, Holy Spirit-empowered disciples and followers of Jesus released to ministry, reaching, investing, equipping, and releasing. And so in a similar part, I'll give you my words. If I was going to give you a take, here's some words, how it flows for me. The first one, and it's our first key word that we're going to look at this morning, is believe, know God. We want to help people be a church that makes it a priority that we want to reach the lost. We want to see people come to know Jesus. And this is the heartbeat of who Jesus was reaching the lost. Jesus said this in Luke chapter 19, verse 10, "For the Son of Man came to seek and to save those who are lost." See, that's what Jesus was about. That's what we need to be about. So everything we do is about reaching the lost. If we're going to build strong believers, it's to help empower them to go back and reach the lost. If we're serving our community, it's to reach the lost. It's why we do Feed the Need. It's in part of building a culture to reach the lost. We're singing on Sunday morning in our worship service. It's so we want the presence of God here so that we can reach the lost. Everything focuses on that and toward that. Styles can change, methods can change, but the gospel is an absolute imperative. And that's why every single Sunday morning, you're going to hear an altar call. You're going to have an invitation for people to recommit their lives to Christ, or for perhaps the first time, give their hearts and lives to Jesus to live for Him, because we want them to come to believe and know our God in a personal way. And so it doesn't matter. So when we're reaching this, here's the part I want to challenge you. When we get to that altar point, I pray that your heart with me is, Lord, speak to hearts. Lord, as we turn that moment in that service, speak to the lives of people that are here. So I don't care if you're running the soundboard, the PowerPoint. Thanks for doing it today, Henry and Emily. And whatever your role might be on the worship team, just as you're in your seat, would you join with me interceding for the lost? Because you know what? God loves the lost. Let's look back at 2024. Here's some belief stats. In 2024, we had 14 decisions for Christ on Sunday morning. Praise the Lord. Last year, we had 13 water baptisms. Is that not exciting? And I couldn't help but think of a picture of Ira. Some of his last obedience on this side of heaven was being water baptized. See, it's one of the wonderful parts when we watch people, when they come to know and believe in Jesus, one of the first things of steps of obedience is to be water baptized. And that's where we'll keep watching our water baptism numbers. Will you believe with me for greater numbers this year? Let's believe for it. And one of the great opportunities we have throughout the year, the holidays give us wonderful opportunities to make a difference in the lives of people. So here's some more stats. At Christmas that we just went through, 87 ladies attended the women's Christmas tea. 87. We had 287 people attend both Christmas play performances Saturday night and Sunday. Christmas Eve, this one will be amazing. We had an attendance of 232 people compared to 146 the year before. See, it's amazing those times. You cannot underestimate Christmas and Easter and how that will impact our, and using the holidays, Mother's Day, Father's Day, they're not one-off days. Some points, those are some of the easiest days that you can invite friends, neighbors, coworkers to come. And you'll learn this later in the service. This is one of the most opportune times for us to reach the lives of others is this moment. Here's some great stats of Easter last year. On Good Friday, we had 78 people in attendance on Good Friday last year. Easter Sunday, 239 people in attendance. Is that not exciting? And how much more? What will God do in and through this year when we have that Easter play on Palm Sunday weekend and what God wants to do on Easter Sunday? And I'll already give you a tip, all right? So in 2 weeks, next week we finish out the prayer of Jabez. Then we have the Colgroves here with the Fun Marriage Workshop. But then the following week, we will start a seven-week series on the seven last statements of Jesus, which will lead us right up to Palm Sunday. It'll be the next couple months will set us up towards Easter. I am so excited for the series. It's one of those, it's a series that it's like, man, if I ever got to pastor, this is one I wanted to do. And so and there's just a finger on this. I can't wait for it. More belief stats. Mother's Day last year, we had 179 in attendance on Mother's Day. On Father's Day in June, 155. See, there's just parts, key holidays. But here's the, even beyond that, we will never take a Sunday off. There is never a Sunday we will just take off and slough off. You just need to hear my heart on that. We will give our best, we will do it, and we will go full heart every single Sunday because people deserve it. You as a church deserve it, but you know what? That lost person, you never know when they're going to come. And we need to be ready to put our best foot forward. So what does God want to do this year to help us reach our community and see more people believe and know Jesus? Well, there's three things that we get to do. Three things we can do, and that is we can commit to pray, invite, and bring. Check this out. Not working? Nope. All right, we tried. The video's not going to work. But the video basically said, pray, invite, and bring. So when you pray for people, pray for them. Start praying for them by name, and then you start to invite them. When you start to invite them, start to already build in opportunities to bring them here in the sense of, hey, let's go get breakfast before we go, or let's get lunch afterwards. Today on a potluck Sunday, here's the easy, easy part on your invitation and bringing people is, hey, we've got a free lunch after church. And our cooks do really good. And so, and can I say the right word? It's free. So join me. Bring a dessert if you want to. You don't have to. You get to come and be our guest. And it's one of those parts. Pray, invite, but then bring them. Eliminate the excuse. Pick them up. Drive them with you. And one of the great opportunities when we pray and invite and bring, we can change people's lives. Stats tell us this, Barna research, 80% of people will come to church on any single Sunday if they're invited. Are we inviting? Are we praying for the strategic moment? And even if we get a no, you know what? That doesn't mean it's a forever no. Then we're just like, well, hey, we got another thing coming up. I'll let you know when it happens. And that's where I take advantage of the bigger opportunities, bigger days of Easter. And just don't be afraid to keep inviting. Well, there's a second key word that'll help us grow towards the greater work that God has for us individually and as a church. Second is to belong. From believe to belong, and that's getting connected. See, we want to help people and lead people to Jesus, but that's not it. Jesus didn't say, go make decisions. Jesus said, go make disciples. And so the spiritual journey just begins when we believe in Jesus, but that's just the starting part. Jesus said, go and make disciples. So we want to help take that decision, which is made in a moment, and it's a miracle every single time. So when you saw that number 14, those are 14 miracles. Because some points, a changed, transformed heart, making a decision for Jesus, is a much more bigger miracle than any physical miracle that you could ever see. Because it's changing a heart and a will to know Jesus. And when somebody makes a decision in our church, we want to help make them disciples and followers of Jesus. So one of the great things is, you can look at it this way. You can take a hot coal off of a bonfire, and by itself, it'll soon go out. But in the same way, Christians need encouragement from other Christians. And this is the wonderful part, a wonderful anointing Calvary has on it, is we are a friendly church. And you are a loving church. And we want to be able to flex those faith muscles in a greater way to help people tune in and get connected so that they can stay hot in their relationship with God and all the working that God wants to do in their life. Hebrews chapter 10 shares it this way practically. And it says this in Hebrews chapter 10, let us hold tightly without wavering to the hope we affirm, for God can be trusted to keep his promise. Let us think of his ways, motivate one another to acts of love and good works. And let us not neglect our meeting together as some people do, but encourage one another, especially now in the day of his return is drawing near. See, Jesus is coming soon. And we need to be able to encourage others to know our Savior, to know our God, and to help them belong. So here's some wonderful stats. See, here last year we had 25 people attend our welcome home class. And the welcome home class is really an introductory, it's a first step for people to take that next step to belong to Calvary Church. So if you're wondering, what does it take for me to tie in even in a deeper way? This is the next spot because it helps introduce you to the ministries that we have here. It helps you to actually learn more about yourself, to discover some ways you can serve, how God has built you as a unique person that can help you learn more about your spiritual gifts and how you could be connected and help complete what God is doing in this church. Because here's the amazing part. We need more people to belong and then become part of a ministry team. And we have no shortage of needs. And one of the great parts is some of the people that will answer that will be part of the Welcome Home class. But we help answer all the questions, give you history of Calvary Church and the wonderful story that God has done through this church over the past 98 years and what God has in the years, in the days ahead. In fact, this coming Saturday is our next Welcome Home class. So if you've been wanting to be a part and now you know even more about what that class is all about, you can hit the QR code and the bulletin insert, or you can join us this coming Saturday, 9 a.m. to noon. And it's going to be an amazing time, and I encourage you to join us. Or you can even, again, that tear-off portion of your bulletin, you can write your name and information there. So here's some more stats. In 2024, we welcomed 19 people as new members of Calvary Church. That's amazing. That is so amazing. That is something to celebrate. Our average Sunday morning attendance last year for 2024 was 173 people. And it's awesome. And already for 2025, we're up over 180. It's amazing already so far. So here's our third keyword this morning, is become. So we help people believe, belong, but then become. And that is all about discovering purpose. See, Calvary Church isn't to be just a social club. I pray we never become a social club church. I pray that we are a church that makes disciples who make disciples who make disciples. You following that? That we are disciples who make disciples. And the wonderful part is God has a plan for your life. He has a purpose for your life. And there are aspects, there are three aspects to discovering your purpose that I want to highlight this morning. That is, one, he made you. God has made you with a personality. Psalm 139, verse 13 and 14. You made all the delicate inner parts of my body, knit me together in my mother's womb. Thank you for making me so wonderfully complex. And the Lord, now you know who to blame, Stacy, when you can't figure me out. I'm wonderfully complex because of my God. Because here's the great news. It's that your workmanship is marvelous. How well I know it. See, each one of you is a wonderful piece of workmanship that is unique to itself. And we want to see that uniqueness come out even more and become all of what God has for you. Second, one of the parts of discovering is he gifts you with spiritual gifts. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 7. However, he has given each one of us a special gift through the generosity of Christ. Each one of you has special giftings that ties with your personality. And that uniqueness doesn't need to be hidden. It needs to be explained and where you can have a confidence and grow in it. And that's what we pray you start to see on that journey through the Welcome Home class. Third, he places you with opportunities. Romans chapter 8, verse 28. And we know that God causes everything to work together for the good, for those who love God and are called according to his purpose. He places you with tons of opportunities. This church has, we, for our church our size, I'm telling you, I love this, is our church is unique for a church our size, of what we endeavor to do on a weekend, week out effort. And that's why I just know God is going to be calling more and more people to be a part of this church because of the opportunities that we have and continue to see God grow. In fact, there's various team ministries here at Calvary Church. Let me show you a list of them. See, there are so many places where people can serve. I mean, we never have enough people serving. I mean, look at this amazing list of all the different ministries and ways that people can serve. And one of the great things is when you serve, when you start to invest in what God's doing in his church, it will, trust me, it'll be a different dimension. You will watch God mold and shape you to become all that he wants you to be. See, there's discipleship ministries in this list too, from kids, rangers, girls ministries, youth ministries, Sunday school, adults. We have Living Free. Jump on in and be a part of all the different discipleship aspects that God will help you to become. Another opportunity for you to become and discover your purpose is in 2 weeks, and it's this. It's the Fun Marriage Workshop. So husbands, you're going to discover purpose on how to be a godly husband. Wives, you're going to discover tools to be that godly wife. And here's the great thing about this workshop. And so many times people approach these in a negative sense, going, we have to have something wrong in order to go. And my challenge to you is you might have a very good marriage, but guess what? God wants you to have a great one. You can, this is the approach. There's always room to grow and to become better. This is an opportunity to watch our marriages become all that God intends it to be. And so I really, really, would you pray with me about attending this for those who are married? Because my challenge to you on this is, really as a pastor, one of the greatest things I could challenge you in to married couples is you've got to continually invest. And you find opportunities. There's parts. We all do it on different layers, and it's amazing why we don't bring the same principle down into our marriages. So, like for me as a leader, for years, especially when I was traveling in our national role with Youth Alive, I was constantly listening to podcasts because I'm on a road 7 to 8 hours on a weekend traveling to wherever I'm speaking. So I'm listening, but I'm not just listening to dead time of talk radio. I'm listening to, I would sometimes, but there would be other points. I'm filling my head with leadership aspects just to get better as a leader. And there's parts, this marriage conference this weekend will give you that additional opportunity to get better. And you don't want to miss it. In fact, I want you to pray with me over the next couple of weeks. I want you to see this video. These are testimonies from some of the Fun Marriage workshops. And I'm just praying, just like as this video goes out, it's like that rock in the water, that we have the same ripple effect occur here. So check out this video. Do we have sound? Nope. We'll give it one more shot, otherwise we'll move on. No luck? Can't figure it out. All right, we'll move on. But here's my prayer, is that we will have testimonies of people picking up, and here's how you can approach this. If there's one skill, one tool you can learn, trust me, it's worth it. Because it'll be something that you will take, and it's just not dead knowledge, but it becomes a tool. It becomes a part of your marriage that helps you to live effectively. So pray with me that we will see couples and have their marriages, basically watch their marriages just become saturated in a special way on that weekend. Another new opportunity to help us become the church that God has called us to be is a Wednesday night prayer meeting. So starting in March, I don't have the exact Wednesday night, but Pastor Stacy and I value prayer. And one of the parts, ever since we were voted in to be your pastors, we were praying, well, man, how would we ever get a Wednesday night prayer meeting started when we use every inch of our facility? And the Wednesday night prayer meeting is very foundational. And look, Pastor Stacy and I make no... You'll hear us regularly refer to the church where we last came from, James River Church. It greatly influenced us. I'll just tell you that. But not to the point where we would just implement something just because they did it. One of the parts that, and if you ever had an opportunity, Pastor John and Debbie Lindell, if you ever had a chance to sit down with them, they would tell you easily, here's a church, Springfield, Missouri, that would probably be the last place that you would think of a mega church to what God has done there would be there. You could think of countless other major cities around the U.S., not Springfield, Missouri, where our largest Assemblies of God church is there. And it's been amazing in the 36-year history of James River what God has done there. When Pastor Stacy and I went there, they would have approximately 8,000 people on two campuses on a week, during the week, would be at their church. And that's quite amazing. But we walked in at that point when we left, the church was running over 16,000 on five campuses. And so we watched this period, but Pastor John would even go long before we came in 2010, attending there. He would go back well into the 90s when he took Wednesday night, rather than just a Bible study, he had a Wednesday night prayer meeting. And so on this Wednesday night prayer meeting, what we want to have is a time of worship. And I'm not going to be infringing on our worship team. We'll have some cued worship video, music. We'll worship. We'll have prayer. Have some word of God on encouraging us on how to grow in our prayer life and how to pray through. There's parts. You'll hear old timers talk about having an open heaven when we pray. Well, what is all that? Well, that's the part. Wednesday night becomes key because there's so much that we would want to see God do in Calvary Church that apart from prayer, it'll never happen. Or it's our efforts when God wants to do something unique and special. And that's the part with this prayer service. We want to be able to have a moment every week during the school year that we would have that opportunity of gathering together to pray. And there'll be key parts, I will just tell you, using this on Wednesday night. There'll be things I'll ask this prayer group to pray that only I would probably tell, I mean, besides the board, I would probably, and staff, it would be our Tuesday morning prayer group. You know who you are. And then the group coming Wednesday nights, they'll just be key parts. I need you to pray. Here's something you need to help us pray for and pray around. And there's just parts. When we watched in our time at James River, there was key moments. They were, we watched God just do some things spiritually that apart would have stopped and stunted some church's growth. And one of the things that I love about a Wednesday night prayer meeting is the heart. In the same way, I love what Pastor John, how he stewarded James River, is he just allowed God to do whatever he wanted to do in a unique way. And I will already tell you, there is an anointing on this church that's very unique. And to get to the uniqueness, to the greater degree that we want to see God do in this church, it will only be through prayer. And this house must be a house of prayer. And so Wednesday nights will help us to do that. We will do communion regularly on Wednesday nights as well. That was one of the parts I loved when James River pivoted in their prayer services to have communion more regularly. Because honestly, it's one of those. It frees us up and brings attention to communion that we couldn't do in any other way. And it's... And I'm grateful, talked with Pastor Dave Ewer, that when he's not out traveling, if he would help me on this, because there's some Wednesday nights I have a board meeting, that's how we have it, and Dave's going to team with me on this. And Dave, thank you, and we're going to go on a journey over this next month as we start to, I looked at Dave Wednesday night, he was in the foyer, I'm like, we're doing the Wednesday night prayer service, and he's like, okay. And so we're going to go on that journey before we start to say, God, what do you determine to do? And so I'm excited for Wednesday night prayer services. And it's one of those wonderful parts that we can make that shift. And honestly, that's the part with youth moving their service to Sunday nights. It freed up this side of the space that we'll take advantage, even with the Rangers doing their thing. You're going to be fine, Jared. We'll just turn up the worship a little loud for that front part you're in here. I'm just excited that we will get this going. So it's a great step forward to help people become all that they want, that God has for all of us as a church to become. Fourth and final key word, build. Make a difference. See, together, we will make, together, our faith coupled together, we can help make Jesus famous. Let's make Jesus known in this area. Let's show him what a real church looks like. Let's build his church that influences just not Marinette and Menominee, but around the world. So celebrate with me some of the wonderful trends that we're watching from this last year. Back in September, we had Dr. Billy and Val Thomas with us, and we set missions, faith, promises. But check this out. Our missions and outreach giving in 2024 was $69,838.18. That is up from $63,846 in 2023. Praise God. So keep celebrating with me and keep dreaming. Feed the Need Sunday. Today is a Feed the Need Sunday. But when we started this last fall, one of the wonderful parts, we did this to revitalize our partnership with St. Vinny's, because it was one of those, most people saw the trunk there but didn't know what it was for. Probably thought it was a place, oh, is this a recycling bin? And we needed a purpose for it. And you guys have been amazing. If you did not see the trunk when you walked in today, I just smiled. Because of your generosity, it is making a difference. Look, the need for the food pantries in our area is real. In our economic conditions that are in this area, you are making a difference with your donations. And last week, I identified and shared with you that change that the St. Vinny's pantries are doing, that the one in Menominee will only serve the Michigan side, and the one in Marinette will only serve the Wisconsin side. And it wasn't done to punish one or the other. It was done because they had a lot, near 70 families going to both pantries, and it was unsustainable. And so one of the parts, our giving had always been going to the Marinette pantry, but we didn't worry about it because we knew Michigan residents could go there too. And so with their change, we're adapting. So this month, we'll go to the Marinette, and we'll rotate every other month. So next month, Marches, we'll go to the Menominee pantry. That's where I get excited, because you guys are helping us make a difference in the Twin River Ports area here, that we're making a difference every single month with Feed the Need. And the need is so real, and you guys are helping us help families in such a real tangible way. Another way that we will build the church, 2025, we will have a summer serve. So in July 14th and 18th, 2025, we will have a week where we're serving and reaching into our community with service projects. And I am excited for this. So Greg Colgrove, who will be with us in 2 weeks, every summer, in part of their ministry, they go into rural communities, and he has worked with some other churches to tag team with him. So Greg will come with 4 to 5 other pastors from the Midwest, and we're going to be looking at, right now we've got churches from Iowa and Minnesota coming here to join us. They're not coming to do the work. I mean, they are, but we're coming to work with them and just do a blitz of community service projects. And so I'm trying to get the word out starting today. Get these on your calendar. See if you could take a day off from work. Talk to your boss. See if, because sometimes some of your businesses will let you out for a day of care, days of serving in your community. This would qualify for that. So we're going to be finding needs in the local schools, in our local cities, and endeavor to reach out. This could be simple things like painting classrooms, landscaping schools. We're going to identify those needs here in the next couple months, lining up a list. And some of it will even be projects around our church building too. But this is going to be an exciting day. So think about 30 people coming. And if we added another 25 to 30 people, we can get a lot done and make Jesus famous, because people will be like, why are you doing this? And there's one simple reason, and it's to show and magnify the love of the Lord. So I'm excited for these couple days. It's going to be amazing. Another touch point of building God's church will be next, at the end, towards the end of the year, Season of Giving and our Thanksgiving Basket Outreach. Man, this past November, you guys rocked this. I mean, it was amazing. We had in our Season of Giving offering at the beginning of November over $4,000 come in for that. And man, with that, here's what we were able to provide. We had over 35 baskets that helped with our partnership with the UP Foster Closet of Menominee. We were able to Christmas shop with 2 area families for Christmas. Priceless what God did in those families. We were able to provide 30 area teenagers with a Christmas gift with a partnership with the Salvation Army. One of the neat testimonies that came from the foster care families was this, quote, I want to say thank you to everyone involved with this, receiving that amazing, was all caps, that amazing Thanksgiving food basket. Never in a million years did I expect to really receive so much food. A simple thank you doesn't seem enough, but everything was greatly appreciated. See, it's moments like this that we will help families that have no clue about what church is all about, what Jesus is all about, and it gives a moment where people will be touched through an act of service, and they're just going to go, why would you do this? And it's completely in the character of our Savior. And so we're excited, so be ready. Come November, we're going to be all after this again. Pray that we did, because this is the one part. Your giving showed us that we can increase our partnerships beyond the UP Foster Closet to other community groups. And this is the fun part. The UP Foster Closet is not a religious organization. Catherine serves on the board, but a lot of the other board members. And here's the great thing. It just allows the opportunity to build influence, to share the gospel because of the acts that we do. It's so amazing. Some other ways that we build the church this next year improving and expanding our church facility. So one of the parts, as we get closer in our facility, when I talk improvements, how about let's get rid of the carpet in the foyer and go with luxury vinyl plank flooring, all right? Helping improve security in our bathrooms. So these are projects we're getting quotes as a board. We're building into our budgets for this next year. We'll be taking one of the stalls from the men's bathroom, and that back current handicap stall will only open up into the ministry room. And we would use that particular new one-stall bathroom for the kids to use. So that way kids will not be able to go into, like the girls go into the girls' room. We'll have it where the kids will just use that, and it provides security and safety, which we need to do. And there's even other reasons I could go down the list of why we need a family bathroom, but at least for now, it gets us into a serviceable spot. And but when we begin to improve our facility, improving our classrooms, in fact, there's parts, what can we do? In fact, I'll throw this question out to you. What could we do as our facility that makes it even more inviting for kids and our youth to feel like this place is their building too? And we've already started that journey. It's why, honestly, it's why we take down chairs every single Sunday. See, as a church, long before we were pastors here, your last leaders led you, and you walked with them, that we would take the investment because we believe in our next gen, our youth and kids ministries, that we'll make the sacrifice by taking up and putting down chairs every week so that we have a place for our kids to invest and grow in. So how much more can we do this? In fact, if you're on the chair crew, I want to honor you. Would you stand? If you help us at any way with the chairs, stand. So chair crew, stand. So thank you. Thank you all. Because here's the deal with this. I mean, it is. It's not convenient. And we all feel it. We want to say that we're really good at not griping. But there's parts, there's an inconvenience, but then you just start praying for every chair. When you're pulling it up, God bless the youth this week. God bless Rangers, bless girls' ministries. God bless our kids, that this church is for them. But beyond the what can we do to help this be an appealing place where kids feel like this is their place too? We're going on that journey this next year to improve our facility in that way. One of the other parts for future building, and this is the part, I miss Jim Grinsteiner. I can remember 2 weeks in, all of a sudden I get these stacks of drawings, and I'm like, I remember Andy bringing in, he had gone and visited Jim, and brings me a whole nother stack, and I'm like, this is from our buddy Jim. Here you go, Pastor. And I remember looking through, all of them are different. And I'm going, who is this Jim? I'm trying to remember and connect names. So I'm trying, who is this guy Jim? Because all it seems like he does is sit at a computer and start dreaming up more dreams, different ways we could do a building. And I miss him. Our last couple months, really, I felt like we were pinging on our, like Jim helped us in some of his last drawings to get, we're on a verge of how we want to expand our facility. But I can tell you, any way we want to dream and start to expand, whether it's going that direction, going behind, especially if it's behind, we need more land. And this is the part, I want you to pray. So this is a prayer point. When you drive in the same way as the group, as when we were considered this land, and you just came onto the land and prayed, I need you to pray for the land behind us, that we would have influence and favor and receptivity, and most importantly, God's timing. I'm anxious to get this moving. Not for the sake of having building. I want us in God's timing so that we can dream. Because some points for me, I feel like it's hard for me to dream without knowing that we don't have the land to keep building. And so it's, for me, it's like, no, we need that land. We need more land. And so would you pray with us? There's no time, like I haven't had the conversation with the person that owns behind us. We're working towards that. But we just want God's timing, God's favor, to be on that when that time comes. So that way we can step forward and expand our facility in a proper way. A couple last things and we'll close. Later this year, we want to launch a new church website. So by doing this and announcing this, this really puts the pressure on me because it's like, I've got to bring some of the details to it, all right? So this is a good thing. But we need a new church website desperately. The current one has served its time and its purpose, and we need to completely revamp it. In fact, it needs to be a website that helps people go from believing, belonging, becoming. And it needs to be that helps us facilitate that aspect of our church. In fact, in many ways, a website is actually the first part where people will look to before ever coming to a service. And it's that vitally important. And so we have a new domain that we'll be shifting. So you don't have to, and if you've had to do our emails, when you email us at calvarychurchmarinette.com, it's such a long domain. I love this newer domain, calvaryag.church. And so when we launch the new website, we'll be doing it on that. The past website would still point forward, so people won't get lost. If they go to Calvary Church Marinette, it'll go to this new site. But this later this year, we will launch this new site, and really it's vital that we move this direction, because in many ways, people will go there long before they actually come here for a service. So here's my challenge to you today as we close out. We just really want God to do what he will do spiritually in and through us. Going back and closing, if worship team, if you'll come, Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20. Now all glory to God who is able, through his mighty power at work within us, to accomplish infinitely more than what we might ask or think. To the degree we allow God to lead us, direct us, and use us, to the degree that we allow him to transform us from the inside out, his mighty power at work within us. So in 1 year from now, in 2026, I pray we're at our Vision Sunday 1 year from now, and we'll be able to look back with even deeper gratitude, thanking God for what he's done in your life, in your marriage, in your family, in this church, all that we will have accomplished. But are you ready, church, for something greater? Are you ready to go on the journey? Are you ready to step into the greater things that he has for you? See, that's the challenge. Would you stand with me today? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Father, for a day like today that we can reflect on what you've done over this past year, and God, where you are leading us. Help us, Lord, to be a church that attracts people to you, but then disciples people to become disciples who disciple others. Help us to be that church, God, that builds your kingdom and takes territory in this area for your glory and nothing else. Father, we pray that you will just have your power and presence, your hand, like we learned last week, your hand, your power, your presence on us, in us. And Father, may you empower us to do all that you are calling us to do this year. With every head bowed, the beginning part of seeing the greater things that God has for you is when you give your heart and life to believe in him. And so with every head bowed, if you're here today and maybe for the first time, you're kind of starting to see that there's a greater God who loves you, has his eye on you. And maybe you're here that for the first time, you might need to rededicate yourself to him, or for the first time, give your life to him, to let him be that leader and savior in your life. He wants to show you the greater, but it starts when you have a relationship with him. And so if you are here and need to make that decision today,
to discover him, to believe in him. I just want you to look up at me and I want to pray with you if that's you. Whether it's rededicating or for the first time, are there anyone today? It's a wonderful Sunday to do it. Thank you. Is there others? I want everybody to pray this prayer with me. Dear Jesus, thank you. I believe in you.
I believe in you.
God, to a God that loves me.
To a God that loves me.
That he sent his son.
That he sent his son.
To die on a cross.
To die on a cross.
And rise again.
Rise again.
For me.
For me.
Forgive me.
Forgive me.
Of my sin.
Of my sin.
Doing life.
Doing life.
My own way.
My own way.
Be my leader.
Be my leader.
And my Savior. Transform my life.
Transform my life.
Do a greater work.
Do a greater work.
In me.
In me.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.